Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Kit, and for my context and audience unit, I decided to advertise DeWalt, which is a drill brand. For my audience profile, it was aimed at 36 to 45-year-old males, with a subset of that demographic being DIY slash an amateur audience, so not geared specifically towards professionals. The socioeconomic level was C2DE. I filmed and presented the ad in environments that were mainly sort of targeted towards people who fit this demographic, mainly garages, as well as looked at professional practices such as DeWalt. However, this was sort of neither here nor there, because DeWalt is mainly aimed at a sort of more, like I say, a professional-based audience, so it was, how can I describe, not as effective, but I took inspiration from one of the British Armed Forces ads. I thought it was linked.
Yes,
I don't. That's. Text box has gone off from here.
Just move the cursor to the right of the second monitor.
Oh, sorry, this is meant to be a lot more smoother than I had hoped for.
Good God, yes.
Got it? Well, oh, it says it's not. It was working beforehand on my monitor when I tested it on. Basically, the ad was like, if you could fix a bike, then you could fix a car, and it was in a garage, and then it moved towards more military-based applications, which I thought was very effective for the overall runtime. For my actor, I chose my dad, who is an interior designer and architect, who has a background in labouring and manufacturing, which I took a great sort of interest in, because I thought it would be a very effective way for me correlating and running ideas past him. I also looked at my godfather, who's also a labourer, as well as spoke to some of the people doing teaching at Highlands in the oh, my mind's gone blank now. In the engineering and carpentry section of Highlands. For my music, I chose Kongs because my surveys and my overall approach, I found out that my demographic was more into sort of rock and roll. It was a good easy beat to sort of edit to. I could edit on beat. Their overall music style would give me the ability, so if I wanted to, I could use A cuts, which is leading audio into the next cuts, which I thought would be a good idea. But I couldn't really practice it because I just didn't have the time nor this sort of, I wouldn't say experience, but the know-how in order to do it. Yeah, it was an overall a good song choice to have. For my primary, this is my primary research. Sorry, I just broke it up. This was how I sort of run ideas with my dad. I spoke to my dad, who fit the target demographic and was overall very effective. I then gave surveys out to different engineers, consulted with my dad for ideas, and then reviewed professional practices in order to sort of see if they sort of aligned and see if I could work. How can I work? Um, forgot what I was going to say now. I had it on top of my tongue. With the overall environment that I was working in, I had to be very sort of considerate towards health and safety. I spoke with labourers and engineers and said to me, don't use music when you're working. Make sure you focus on proper form when you're drilling or sawing or doing anything with tools in this scenario, because it could seriously, you can seriously injure yourself. So I took all of this into account when I was filming. The only sort of exception to this was when my dad and I were sort of filming and he was drilling to the actual song so we could just see how effective the song would actually be in the scenario, which I included in my ad. For my secondary research, I looked at professional practices and slogans. I looked at different drill specs for the ad to see if they could, to see any unique sort of selling points and variants, such as some ads which were hammer drills, which had different sort of specifications for a specific job. Hammer drills are used for concrete and are more geared towards a professionally sort of full-time labourer, such as people drilling up roads to relay a tarmac. So it wasn't really sort of a built towards a sort of amateur-based audience. I looked at different slogans. I did mood boards, which is actually how I managed to sort of figure out the conventions of my ad, which will come up later on down the line. Who was I advertising to? This was reviewing some of my professional practices. I looked at the different cuts, the cuts in order. Did the advert use music? If so, did it end it on beat? Time per cut? Visual style, did the advert include yellow and black, which is the DeWalt sort of primary based colors which were used in the adverts, and overall stuff like that. Mood boards, which is how I looked at all of my ads. This ad, which I will show you now. Oh, God damn it, not this again.
What error is it giving you?
This site is not secure, even though it's YouTube.
And is it giving you any options to click on anything?
Go start page. No, it's still... says certified error or something, and then if I it wasn't doing this on my it should be coming up now. Well, anyway, it was a ad which showed off all of the different varieties of tools, which it sort of had loads of different tools in boxes, and it used stop motion, I would say, to show off all the different sort of varieties of tools, which I thought was very effective. I looked into drill specs, looked at all the unique features, some of which had LED lights, which I was going to try and include, but I just didn't have the time, annoyingly. I tried to bring in sort of like the overall sort of drill, the inner workings, but I knew that hand VFX, you had to include VFX, which I just didn't really have a background in. So I just resorted to filming the ad, filming the drill doing various different types of work, which I thought would be effective as I looked into slogans. I tried to think about my overall slogan as it was, as I wanted to be sort of punchy and overall effective towards my production. In the end, I just chose the best DeWalt, which I thought was the most effective in this overall production. These were some of my various different types of slogans which I was going to use. My pre-production paperwork for filming and planning. This is my storyboard, which I had to change later on down the line.
Do you flip through this?
Oh, sorry.
This is not what we want to see.
Filming schedule, behind the scenes shelf, editing, shot composition, running order.
Right, this is what we want to see.
Okay. This is my... Are you...
Log yourself in.
I had this all set up, which is annoying.
Okay, now drag that window to the second monitor, which is on your left. There it is. Okay. Make it a bit bigger. Full screen bar.
No, it's the second bar on the right.
What, here?
It's on the right.
I can't really see on the right.
The square.
The square on the right.
I can't see.
It's full screen.
Yes. There.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Presentation's being like, I wanted it to be silk, but it turns out it's bloody sandpaper.
I use that. Is it? Do you want to go back to the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Just close the window.
I can't.
There.
Yeah, there. You want to close all the time? Close tabs.
I can't. Bloody see on this angle. Jesus Christ.
It's in the middle.
In the middle, close all the gates. You can't see what you can see.
I can't.
Your mouse is at the bottom, Gabe.
Okay. Oh, God.
Luke, you can only one tap it. You're the top.
He is right, though. You can't see. I can't see.
No, yeah.
See everything but the mouse.
Behind the scenes shots. Oh, where was my fifth purpose?
Go back. Right, no, none of that.
I included my fit for purpose. Yes, for all my mood boards, I used all my stuff, which was for fit for purpose for my ad, to back everything up, was in here, cuts, colouring, mood, looking at all seeing if the ad included yellow and black, which was the DeWalt primary colours, which I wanted to include in the background.
Did you
if
do
it's
that?
All possible. In some ads, in a couple of the backgrounds, there are yellow and black DeWalt boxes, which I included. Did the advert use any dialogue at all? In most of the ads, it didn't, because it could be overdubbed in various different countries, which I used, which I took influence from. Different types of cuts, like A cuts, which include audio or not. What type of music did the advert use? Did it use any sort of like visual style, such as quick cuts, editing on beat, other stuff like that? This overall process helped me a lot, because it allowed me to sort of say, okay, these are how sort of large scale corporations film and produce their ads. How can it be used in order to affect my ad? So I looked at all of these various different things. Yeah, that's pretty much me sorted.
Okay, all right, good.
I am not a good presenter.
Okay, right, we're going to shake it up. We're going to do it differently. This time I'm going to ask you. Okay?
Yeah.
So you tell me what you thought the strengths and areas of development were in terms of that presentation.
Well, weaknesses, I think should be done first. Too much wording on the slide, so I couldn't properly read them. I rehearsed what I was going to do. I just get really sort of scared on camera.
Okay.
Having everything sort of set up beforehand and not trying. I checked my hyperlinks worked on my computer. It just didn't seem to work on here.
Yeah, that actually doesn't matter. That was just because you logged onto a different computer. That's not in the way.
Okay.
What about the brief, the project brief?
You had to work on how could it be done fit for purpose.
Did you read it?
No.
No. And it shows. So the project brief for the presentation was very specific and it was very clear, because a lot of the information that you covered in here, whilst it was very detailed, wasn't necessary.
Okay.
I didn't want to see the pre-production paperwork, I didn't want to see any of the planning or anything like that, because I've got access to that already. The only thing I needed from this was you to explain to me why your advert was fit for purpose in terms of the audience and the context. You did put too much information on your slides, but you just put too much information in the presentation generally, and it was really, and what I struggled to pick out the bits that I needed, because you gave me so much information, and I was thinking, well, you were talking about the insides of the drill.
Yeah.
But that had no relevance to
Well,
the
that
advert.
Was a concept which I was trying to play around with, but it just didn't have the time.
It didn't happen. You know, so go back to the advert itself, because that's the focus of this. And the advert is good, okay? You made an advert which is fit for purpose. Click on it. It should just work first time with any luck.
No. God, why have you? I genuinely don't know.
Is it not?
Let's just set this up differently. Wait, you drag HiTube on the small computer so you can.
Oh, PCs.
Just giving an idea. That was actually a good idea. If you put HiTube on the small computer, you do your thing.
DeWalt.
Do you have any notes?
You shouldn't have called it that.
No.
You should have called it the naming convention. Remember what I told
you? Oh, it was UA. It was the code, and then it was the DeWalt.
Are you using Nike?
You can probably just go to the high issues menu and it'll be on the front page.
There's a lot of advertising. You're half on there. So the rock is okay.
Because it was easy to edit on, and my surveys showed that my my target demographic were interested in rock and overall
rock.
I wouldn't say I'd call it country rock, but I wouldn't say it's classic rock.
But why did you pick it?
It was easy to edit on, and
Okay.
Yeah.
So you cast it. Why did you pick it out?
I had access to him, and he knew a lot of stuff about drills because he has a background in...
Doesn't matter if he knows anything about drills. You could have cast me. I know nothing about drills. Why is him knowing about drills important? Do actors know about drills?
Well, not exactly, or not
so
necessarily.
Why did you pick him?
Because he fits the target demographic.
That's all I'm interested in. Okay, so he fits the target demographic, and he happens to be accessible.
Yeah.
A lot of you have made this choice, and this is advice for all of you, and I know it goes without saying, you've done what's easy rather than what's good. And some of you have pulled it off, and some of you have suffered because what you've done, rather than being the best way of doing it, is the easiest way of doing it. I'm not suggesting that's what's happened here, this is a good advert. But do be careful, because very often you'll trip over on that. Okay. Talk to us about the style of the advert. How does the style of the advert meet the needs either of the audience or the conventions of advertising?
Well, I showed off the drill doing manual labour, which I reviewed from professional practices is probably the best way to go. Otherwise,
when you mean professional practice, what do you mean?
I looked at various drill ads and saw that they used multiple drilling shots instead of the actor saying, "Hey, buy this drill; it does X, Y, and Z."
Good. That is what I'm talking about. I've looked at adverts for DIY products, I've identified that this is how they work, and that's why I've done what I've done. That's the whole purpose of this, okay? So we've talked about music and the decision behind the music, we've talked about the casting, we've talked about the style, okay? Are there any other things that are in there, that are in your advert, which have been informed by either your research into context or audience?
I looked at seeing if the... general sort of colour palette of the ad and seeing if they used yellow or black in the background. Some of them do, some of them not, but I used yellow and black in some shots in the background.
Good. And why did you do that?
Reinforces sort of subtle nuances in the product. Yellow and black in the background, yellow back in the foreground.
You're not trying to show off. Why did you do that? Why did you use those colours?
Because it cements the overall product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Branding. I'm not looking for you to show off and blind me with your vocabulary, and you know, I'm immune to that. I just want simple, clear points about why you did what it is that you did. Okay. excuse me. Let's talk a little bit about your casting. So your dad, so which two shots do we actually see him in?
Two shots with him with the drill and him with...
Good. Explain to me why you decided to do those shots.
Because I think if I used just drill shots, drill shots, drill shots, drill shots, it would get very boring and very sort of repetitive and mundane. I injected my dad doing those two humanising shots so it could have some sort of... Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good. And how would you describe him as a character?
Sort of goofy and I would say fun to be around based on...
Why?
So it can, I would say, intrigue the audience, but...
help him out. So, this goes back to basics. What's the advantage of having a goofy, accessible everyman?
I don't know what
a
goofy
means. Goofy, sort of wacky.
Yes. Quite not. I don't know if they're like smiling and like enthusiastic. It's more attractive than someone who's like not very enthusiastic about product.
It's to do with the very first thing that you said. You made up an audience characteristic, which I didn't ask you for. There's nothing wrong with it, but you made a decision. You decided to aim at a particular audience.
Yeah, I aimed at, originally with my first idea or with
this idea.
With this idea, I used the actor to...
Age?
Yeah.
Social class? But you added another criteria that you decided on. So first slide.
Which one was my first slide? I forgot.
Look at your first slide. So, it's much easier when it's on one screen.
Being slow. I swear to, I literally just. Can I just redo this tomorrow? I'm begging you.
Over.
Yeah. So I just don't weep from embarrassment. Age 36 to 45 year old male, DIY, amateur audience, socioeconomic class, C2DE.
Yes, one of those you made up, it wasn't on the brief.
Ah,
yes.
Socioeconomic?
No!
DIY amateur based audience.
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
You decided to do that, okay? I don't mind, don't get me wrong, it's absolutely fine. But having decided to approach this as aiming at an amateur audience.
Yeah.
How does that link to your choice of casting and how you directed your actor?
I directed my actor because I knew it would be very challenging for me to go on a building site with lots of working parts.
But you don't want to do that.
No.
Why do you not want to do that?
Because it's just going to be a nightmare and lack of continuity. And
why do you not want to do that?
Because of socioeconomic class. No. Oh.
Help him out.
Because you aimed it at amateurs.
Aimed it at amateurs. You're not going to go on a building site because they're all professionals. Yes?
Nice. Yeah.
So, you picked your dad because?
He's an amateur.
He's an amateur. And he looks like an amateur. And he looks like he's enjoying himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than just doing it because he has to do it to make a living. Okay? So all of these reasons, can you see what I'm after?
Yeah.
So, an explanation production decisions, all right. I know they're there, but you've kind of lost them.
Yeah.
In a lot of information which I don't necessarily need. All right, good. Okay, kids suffered enough. I think that you produced a good advert. Okay. I think you know why it's a good advert. I think you've just given yourself a bit of information overload in the presentation. So what we might do is an action is we just might tighten that up and just stick to the facts.
Okay? Yeah.
All right, good. Well done.
Can I redo it though?
You don't need to redo it.